appreciate your prayers this afternoon. Attention for a little while. The Lord has inspired a few thoughts and scriptures to me that I'd like to share with you. Don't expect to keep you just too long. I'd like to begin in the chapter that we've referred to a number of times, particularly due to this time of year. Book of Luke, second chapter. This chapter tells the story of mankind, the story of all ages. It tells a story that's good news, which is what I'd like to speak about here for a little while this afternoon. Second chapter of Luke, and very familiar with the passage, with the account. But what I'd like to particularly pay attention to is the visitation of the angels to the shepherds, Luke 2 and 8. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I like to try in my mind to picture as much as I'm able to of what this scene would have been like on a quiet, calm night with the dark sky that they were so used to, and all of a sudden to have an angel appear before them. And it's no wonder that their reaction was, as many times was the case, when an angel would appear before someone, it's a fearful thing. Because an angel that comes before is either bringing one of two things. One, it's bringing judgment to me and I had better fear, because it comes straight from the hand of God. Or it comes to bring good tidings. So as all of a sudden before me, there unfolds this scene of an angel that's come before me. Oh my God, what is the occasion that you're appearing to me? He said, fear not. What good words to hear. Don't be afraid. There's no need on this night to be afraid. I don't come bringing tidings of dread or of discomfort or of alarm, but I come, it says. And I don't think the angel just kind of said it in a routine manner. I don't think he just came as in reading a message. I come to bring you good tidings of great joy. But I think that this was a story that the angels had been waiting. Amen. This was something, the story did not begin on this night. So we heard some this morning, this was in preparation for millennia. This was something, a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. And all of God's dealings and workings with His people pointed forward to this time. And so it was that Simeon and Anna were looking for that time. The prophets, the patriarchs, they didn't see the fulfillment of the promise that was before them. But they saw it afar off and they were persuaded of it. They saw the promise and they looked for the day that their Messiah would come. Their Redeemer, their Savior, their King that would rise up and lead their people and establish a kingdom that would forever stand. And so for hundreds of years of culmination of history, to this point in time, and the angels, when the Lord says, now is the time. Now I see in the fullness of time, the scripture says, when the fullness of time was come, when the Lord in His wisdom and understanding saw that now is the time to break upon the horizon of the world and the situation and the turmoil on the face of the earth, now is the day. It's a day of glad tidings. And so the angels, when He said, now's the time, you can go. I can imagine the angels were anxious and eager to tell the story. He said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Thank the Lord. I come to bring you tidings of goodwill. I come directly from the throne of the Father, bringing to you the will that He has of good towards you, to reconcile you to the Father, the oppression that you've been under, The life that you've had to live, I come to bring you tidings that now your Savior has come. Your Redeemer has come, and He's now arrived upon the scene. Good tidings. Scripture in Proverbs says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Whenever you're thirsty and you're longing to be able to have a cold drink of water, it says that's what it's like to get good news from a far country. You know what? That's what this story is. This was good news from a far country that the Father sent the messenger of the angels down saying, I have good news for you. And it was such a refreshing, rejoicing time that now the day has finally dawned. The time has come. The Messiah that my fathers and my grandfathers for hundreds of years have looked for, it's now dawned in my day and in my time. Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. It says that good news story will be to all people. Wasn't just to the shepherds there that night. It wasn't just to their generation. But down throughout time, that good news story has continued to be told. Whenever the shepherds came and they related what they had seen, and whenever Jesus began His life and His ministry and He began publishing good news and the hope of the gospel, and those that witnessed Jesus, those that heard His words, and then whenever they passed on, the story didn't die. The story didn't end there, but the good news kept continuing on for generation to generation. Isaiah 52, the 7th verse says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Now, I'd like to keep that in mind as we pick up 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians 5, the 18th verse. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. In Christ's stead, we pray you, when Christ came with the ministry of reconciliation, with the word of reconciliation, I come to reach and span the gap from earth to heaven. That couldn't be spanned before. I came to make that connection with the Father, to reconcile you back to Him. But whenever Jesus went back to sit on the right hand of the Father, He committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. He committed and gave unto us the charge that now you go into all the world. You continue to carry this good news story forth. Don't let it just die. Don't let it stop here, but continue to go forth and tell the world. You like to be able to have good news to share? Our world is full of bad news. It's full. You turn on the radio, you open the newspaper, and it's just full, almost as if our world just thrives on bad news. Thank the Lord, in the midst of it all, we have good news. In the midst of it all, we have a story to tell unto the world. The song we sang says, I love to tell the story. Do you love to tell it? Does it, whenever you have good news that maybe someone else hasn't heard? You know, for me, I can't wait to share. Did you hear about so-and-so? Or whenever we hear that someone that we've been under a burden for has gotten saved, I can't wait to tell it. Did you hear that so-and-so got saved? Did you hear what the Lord did? Good news. To be able to share it. You know the good news of the gospel when it's worked within us. We also sang the song, Blessed Assurance. This says in the chorus, this is whose story? This is my story. This is my song. The story praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. praising the Savior all the day long. When this is my story, whenever this has been witness to my heart and is living in my life, whenever I've been set free by the good news, you know, there's something that it ought to do to us that I want to go and tell it, that I want to share what the Lord has done for me. It's been committed unto us, the ministry of reconciliation. And I want us to realize here this afternoon, it's not just a charge to the ministers or to the missionaries, but it's a charge unto every one of us. Tell the good news. Tell what the Lord's done for you. Share the good news of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of it. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance. It is the good news of the gospel that we have that still satisfies the thirsty, longing soul in 2013 going on 2014. Thank the Lord we have a good story to tell. So I want to encourage us. How beautiful are the feet of those that go forth and publish the good tidings. Let's tell what the Lord's done. Let's be willing to take forth, the scripture says, the same comfort wherewith you yourselves are comforted. You take and comfort others with that same comfort. So with this story, when this story has been written in my heart, whenever I've been set free, whenever I've tasted of the gift of life, let's take that. That same comfort, that same encouragement, the beautiful feet of those that publish glad tidings, say unto Zion, thy God reigneth. To encourage one another, to remind ourselves sometimes, folks, our God reigns. Our God came, as song says, as far as the curse is found. Our God still reigns. Our God is still on the throne. His arm is not shortened. His ear isn't heavy that he can't save. Let's be encouraged in what our Savior is still doing. What our Savior is still able to do. Lift up the strength in the feeble knees. The Lord wants to, from time to time, lift up our chin a little bit. We have good news. Let's be willing to take and publish it to the world around us. A world that's stooped and burdened down the good news that says, if you're mourning, you know, this is the great rags to riches program that Jesus came to give us. It far beats cash for clunkers. You come and you give your rags to me and I'll turn it into riches. You come and you give me mourning and I'll give you the oil of joy for it. That's good news to our world. And it's committed unto us, that charge that we go and tell the world. I'd like to look at Isaiah the 50th chapter. Isaiah 50 says in the 4th verse, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. My prayer is, Lord, help me to have the tongue of the learned. The scripture tells us that our speech is to be seasoned with grace, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Another place, I believe, Proverbs, a word fitly spoken. A word that's spoken in the right season. In the right time when the Lord directs our words. Directs, there's someone that needs a word of cheer, a word of comfort. There's someone that needs to know the Lord loves them. There's someone that needs to know, and you know, I can think, I don't know how to stand and preach the gospel or a message, but really by every one of our lives we are. Every one of our lives, we should be in the place that we can touch the lives of those around us. That whenever they're in a time of need, in a place of trouble, let that story echo from us to them. With the tongue of the learned, Lord, give us courage and wisdom. 1 Peter, familiar scripture here, the 3rd chapter. First Peter 3, the 15th verse. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you, a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I've been working the last year or so with some middle schoolers in tutoring, math tutoring, and to go once a week to try to help out and help them with their math. And I'm not the best in math, but I've had to take quite a bit of it in school and college. And so I wanted to be able to go and try to make a difference for some of these children. And I found whenever I went and I started working one-on-one with them, I couldn't start with differential equations. I couldn't start with calculus. I had to go all the way back, and they would ask questions that kind of makes me embarrassed to say I had to stop and really think. Because you know how long it had been since I had done long division? And I had my phone in my pocket, and I tried to do it where they couldn't see, and I could Google what is long division. Because it's been a while. I can plug it in my calculator and know what the answer is. I can do it in my head, and I know how to get to the answer. But whenever there's someone that says, I don't even know what a decimal is, I don't even know what a fraction is, and I say, all right, I've got to stop. I've got to back up. I've got to start with the basics now. At the very foundation, to be able to impart to these children that are struggling, that are looking for answers, that are saying, no, you're talking over my head. I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, there are many in our world that are just as spiritually ignorant. There are many that have no more spiritual understanding than these children do of advanced mathematics. Lord, give us the tongue of the learned. Lord, help me to realize and know how to be able to speak a word to them. I may not have the opportunity with those on the job or at school or in town. I may not have 45 minutes where they say, this is all yours, tell me the story of Jesus. But Lord, help me with the 2 minutes that I do have. Lord, help me to be able to know. They may not understand. You know, when we come in a setting like this, where we have a foundation of understanding, where we speak the same language spiritually, we understand the things. When you stand and you tell of how the Lord's working with you and your faith and building that, and it can relate to how the Lord's working with me, and I can understand that. But those that are out in darkness, you know, it may go completely over their head. Lord, give us the tongue of the learned. Lord, help me to be able to know. And I would challenge us to consider sometimes. The scripture says, be ready to give to every man an answer of the hope that lies within us. What is the essence of the gospel message? What is, if I had a minute, if I had a young person that's in trouble and in distress, where would I start? How would I be able to show them, to extend the hand of Christ to them, as it's been imparted unto us, the ministry of reconciliation? Our paths by divine providence have crossed. Lord, give me the words to say. Lord, what would you speak to this young person, to this individual that's in need, that would touch their lives, that would minister? It doesn't have to be theology that's far advanced. But Lord, help me to be able to share the authentic gospel message, to be able to share the hope of the gospel, to be able to impart to them something that would help them to be able to see a ray of light. I believe the Lord wants us to be prepared. To have this, as the scripture talks about, that the word of Christ may dwell in you richly. That the word would dwell within us, that it would be alive and working within my heart and my life. And as the occasion, as the opportunity comes up, and those that we interact with and that we encounter, that I'd be able to tell them. Maybe it's the basics. Maybe it's some of the most fundamental things that I take for granted. I just took for granted that people ought to know what fractions are, and we don't even have to start there. But sometimes it's good for us to be prepared with an answer. Let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about, you know, John 3:16 that we can all quote and we know so well. Let me tell you the meaning that that has. That scripture, Jesus wept, that's not just a child's Sunday school verse. Let me tell you how Jesus empathizes with what you're going through. Let me tell you that there's one that feels the pain that you're going through. I may not understand. I may not have all the answers for you. But let me point you to one that does. Let me point you to the one that's given me the hope and the comfort that I found in my life. We have good news to share. I want to encourage us this afternoon with the good news of the gospel. That message of the angels of old time came, and in my mind, I've been waiting for this time to tell you. I'm ready to tell you. There's good news. There's glad tidings of great joy for you as we have opportunity. May we also be ready to impart to others around us an answer, to be able to give them that same answer of comfort and hope and encouragement. You pray for me. Amen.